I'm not making this video for my subscribers today. You guys that follow me on Twitter know that my boyfriend stayed logged into his Facebook on my computer, and I found out some stuff about him. I found out that that stupid bitch that works at Applebee's has been messaging my boyfriend, and basically she's really gross and nasty, and I know that you guys watch my videos, so this is for you. I'm gonna do my makeup like that stupid whore. It's impossible for me to make my makeup to look just like hers because I don't have open sores all over my face like she does, so my makeup isn't going to be crusting over anything. Now, if I want to look like her, I want to not blend this into my neck and jawline. Use a 99-cent dollar store foundation brush. When she thinks of MAC, she probably thinks about McDonald's because she's a cow. My skin is pretty smooth. When you look at her face, it's pretty bumpy. Some of the bumps, you can't really tell if it's pimples or facial herpes. It's impossible for me to make my makeup exactly like hers because I can't make bumps on my face. It's just like a really good choice over me. I look at pictures of her and sometimes she looks like a goddamn carrot. So really get some bronzer and use the cheap brush that it comes with and just... And definitely don't blend this into your neck because I want to look like I'm wearing a mask of ugly. I don't know why I'm giving you hints, bitch, but it's not a good idea to go tanning when your skin looks like Mars. If I wanted to be really accurate, I would shave off my eyebrows and draw them on 3 inches above my eye with a Sharpie or something. But I'm just gonna use... Even when I'm trying, I can't look as ugly as she does. I don't know what you were thinking. She thinks that she's like avant-garde and artsy and smart. She's not. Avant-garde is what ugly people think they are to be different. No, you're just ugly. Oh yeah, let me put a fake, it's fake, fucking beauty mark in the middle of my cheek. It's fake. It's fake. The only reason why it looks believable is because you put it on a pimple, so it looks raised. So it doesn't look fake, like mine clearly does, because my skin is smooth. Bitch, put white-ass eyeshadow all the way up to your eyebrow. I don't have sore, crusted, sponge-tipped applicators. Sorry, I can't look exactly like Angela, Mike. I just didn't feel like gaining 50 pounds to look like that fucking cow. Now, what can I put on my face to look like sweat? I wish I had a piece of pizza right now so I could drag it across my face so I could have maybe half as much grease on my face as Angela does. So I'm just gonna put moisturizer on my face. Oh, and Ange, have you ever heard of lipstick? Did you know that you're supposed to put a color with your lip liner? Your face is not a coloring book. Maybe if you could get yourself out of the drive-through line at Burger King long enough, you'd be able to watch a tutorial every once in a while and learn how to not make yourself look like a fat fucking clown. Angela, you're 24 years old. You're too old and too fat to be walking around with Team Edward shirts. Stop. Oh, I forgot to draw a random black circle around my eye. Like you circle the answer to a question on an STD questionnaire, Angela. I'm not gonna let this ruin my life. I'm not gonna do that because it'll take too long to wash off because I wash my face. Oh, and Mike, make sure you protect yourself.